Coming to the Sharon Playhouse, we have a very, very unique show. It's the Jersey Tenors, and we have one of those tenors here, Brian Noonan, joining us this morning. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Nice to speak with you again.
Yeah, it's good to speak with you again. We spoke with Brian once, and the recording of it didn't come out right, so we wanted to speak to him again. Once again, the Sharon Playhouse has reopened with a very imaginative way, with a drive-in. They have built an outdoor theater, an outdoor stage with lighting, sound system, and if you just want to stay in your car and keep the radio on, they'll tell you what frequency to put it on. It's even broadcast like that. There's two shows coming up. Well, the first one is sold out, July 18th, but coming up on July 19th, that is not sold out yet. And by the way, you don't buy a ticket by the person, your whole car. So if you've got four people in the car or six people in the car, everybody gets in, and it's $50. And of course, the Playhouse is a 501c3. Now, on to Brian. Brian, you are a member of the Jersey Tenors. Talk a little bit about how this group formed.
Well, we actually hit the ground running in about 2007. We created an act, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons Act, to expand upon the success of the Jersey Boys Broadway Company, and we're racked up about 2,600 performances. And as the years progressed, since we're all a bunch of Broadway veterans, we decided to add to the repertoire and mix it up a bit. And as we kept adding more material and different material, we ended up coming up with this rock opera crossover show called the Jersey Tenors, and we renamed it back in 2017. And now we're about 400 performances in and having a great time. Everything from Frankie Valli to Frank Sinatra to Figaro, and rock opera crossover stuff. It's just a ball. So
yeah, we just heard a little mixture that I went from Queen to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So it sounds like it's a fun show that's for all ages. And I guess this is a relief for you because everybody has been shut out for the past 3 months from seeing shows like this or actually performing shows like this. So this must be a nice moment for you guys.
Absolutely. Our last performance was in Florida at the beautiful Lyric Theater in Stuart on March 11th. And you know, we've kind of taken this hiatus. Of course, this pandemic has affected every industry, but the Broadway one especially, where Broadway is going to be shut down through January. So it's just so fantastic that the Sharon Playhouse is thinking outside the box and creating a live entertainment venue and an option for us. And we're stoked to hit the ground running again this weekend.
Well, the guys at the Sharon Playhouse who put this all together, they're never in the box. I do call them the hardest working guys in show business. They're absolutely thinking and trying and doing things any way, anyhow that they can. They really have brought a playhouse that was dead in the water back to the people really loving it again. They're amazing guys.
Well, we're excited. I did a show with Robert, I'm going to date myself, about 20 years ago. We did Miss Saigon up at North Shore up in Massachusetts, and it's going to be nice to reconnect with him this weekend.
Now, a little bit about your introduction, how you got into singing and stuff on Broadway and putting together Broadway, a review like this.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I was into sports and track and football, and I blew my knees out in high school and looking for some extracurricular activities, and my parents turned me on to the choir scene and started singing. They talked me into auditioning for Music Man and the Barbershop Quartet, and I came out for my bows, and all the girls screamed for us, and I thought, this is exactly for me. So I kind of pursued my own track in theater, and ended up moving to New York and New Jersey shortly thereafter.
My favorite part of the Music Man is the Good Night Ladies, the way you the ladies and you intertwine in that.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And just singing that Barbershop Quartet. I actually grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the Step Squad, which was the Barbershop Quartet choir organization, started. And it's just a wonderful way of singing and locking into harmony and blending and forces you really to listen to the people you're singing with. And that's something that will actually be featured in a few of our songs within the Jersey Tenors. These guys are just incredible vocalists and great blending techniques.
We are speaking once again about the Jersey Tenors coming to the Sharon Playhouse July 18th. That show is sold out. July 19th still has slots available for your automobile and you to attend the show. And I was speaking with Ryan earlier. I told you there's going to be some people hooting and hollering in between your songs, but you'll hear, don't let it get you, but you'll hear cars honking their appreciation. Now, I think it takes a few songs to get used to that.
Well, you know, and it's actually very appropriate for our show because we let our audience know, even when we're performing in a more conventional state inside a theater, we let their audience know that we want them to respond. We want them to engage with us. So we're looking forward to hearing some different sounds.
You know, you do an eclectic mix of music. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite brand of music or a favorite artist?
Well, Queen is a huge artist for us. We love that. That, and of course, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, since we live in New Jersey. But I'm a huge classical fan, so I love singing the Italian opera and there's just something for everyone in this show, whether it's Frankie Valli, whether it's contemporary 80 rock, classic Frank Sinatra, everything from standards to classical Italian opera. There's something for everyone in this show.
You know, there's not too much difference, I also between some of the Queen songs and opera.
No, really interesting that Freddie Mercury really had a strong influence with the opera and of course, a wide range of music too, but he was definitely inspired by that.
You know, I liked Queen I was a disc jockey back then, but I never truly really appreciated it until you stand back after Freddie Mercury passed away, and you look at the accomplishments that Queen made. Really was an amazing group.
An anthology, and then the great thing about that group is that so many of them wrote. It wasn't just Freddie Mercury. It just wasn't Brian May. I mean, it was all four of them wrote music, and they were constantly pushing each other to try and extend their boundaries.
Well, once again, the show at the Sharon Playhouse this weekend on the 18th and 19th. The 18th is sold out. The 19th still has tickets for the drive-in show. The Jersey Tenors. More information at SharonPlayhouse.org. SharonPlayhouse.org. Ryan, again, thanks for the double take. We appreciate it and hope to see you here this weekend in Sharon.
Always a pleasure, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Once again, the Jersey Tenors coming to the Sharon Playhouse in Sharon, Connecticut. The Jersey Tenors at the Sharon Playhouse, the 18th and 19th. More information at SharonPlayhouse.org.